Time for our good friend Terry Stoltz, who is anchoring our basketball coverage this winter, to join us. This time, I promise, he is waiting patiently on line one. T, good morning. How are you?
Hey, glad.
Hey.
I looked at my phone and I go, uh-oh.
No.
Down line. Radio magic.
That's exactly right. Two shakes of a lamb's tail, and here we are back again for a busy Friday night, and we'll have plenty of busy Friday nights as the season rolls on. We open, though, on a Tuesday night with the Edgewood Mustangs and the South Panthers. That was our first game of the season. Now we have Edgewood here about 10 days later as they take on Cloverdale. Game one for the Mustangs, Terry. You and I did that game, and we were both surprised. Not as well as South played. That wasn't the shocking part of that, but just the way the game went. What has J.B. Neal and the Mustangs learned after a tough week losing to South, and then they had a tough one, tight game with Martinsville, 39-39 with 4 minutes to go? Couldn't get over the hump there. Maybe tonight's the night.
Yeah, I would think we hope so. Edgewood has not played Edgewood basketball yet. After speaking with JB the other day, he's not in a good mood. He knows his team's underperformed. They've had some tough practices, worked on some things. But he did say, he goes, I'll be very, very surprised if we don't play well Friday night. He goes, practices have went good. I think some guys understand what I want. And he got hit with a sledgehammer against South. Then he got hit with another run of momentum in the second half against Martinsville at Edgewood. So he's had a couple tough runs, and this is two teams tonight, Glass, and neither one of them's won a game. So somebody gets their first win tonight. We're going to pull for the Mustangs.
And the Mustangs with the home court advantage will help as well. Well, we can extrapolate, too. Playing South and playing Martinsville to kick off your season probably isn't how – somebody would love to schedule it. It worked out that way. Sometimes coaches find more out about their teams perhaps in tougher games than they do winning by 40 points to open the season.
Oh, definitely. And JB talked about that. I mean, let's face it, South probably the best team they'll play all year. Martinsville maybe the second best team. I mean, they still have to face Bloomington North. We don't really know who they might play in the Wabash Valley tournament. They might come up against the Terre Haute squad, in that one. But, ultimately he probably faced two of the better teams he's going to play all year and taken their lumps. So that's what he felt. He goes, that's why I'm looking at it as I know who we played. I know how hard it was to beat these teams. So, but he's made it in no uncertain terms to his kids how he expects them to play. And he was very upbeat. I could tell he was a little upset, but yet his tone was so upbeat with how practice has gone this week. So, like I said, I look for a good game tonight out of Edgewood.
Cloverdale-Edgewood is our matchup tonight. Just to let everybody know, the game before that will not be a JV game. It will be the girls' game. It's the doubleheader night there. So that is a varsity game. That might stretch a little bit later. So don't be surprised if you turn it on around 7-ish and we're somewhere else. We'll get there as soon as we can. Because the varsity games last longer than the junior varsity games, right, T?
Yeah, and what we'll do, because I can guarantee you we will not start Chalk Talk at 7, but at 7 o'clock we'll come in and either John Callahan or myself will give you a little synopsis of the girls' game, tell you where we are, and what time we expect to start Chalk Talk. It won't be too much longer, but as you and I have discussed, I don't feel any need for John and I to drone on and on forever. They want to hear the Chalk Talk. They want to hear us drone about a ball game, not about a pregame stuff. So, but we'll bring it as soon as we can. But the girls play 8-minute quarters just like the boys do, so they will not be done at 7 o'clock.
So Gary Sims' crew will take the court first and hopefully get those nets warmed up as J.B. Neal's gang will follow. Cloverdale's girls 7-1, Edgewood's 5-4, so that should be a tasty matchup as well. When we look at Edgewood, we know that Cooper Neese is left, and he scored a ton of points last year. Does Coach Neal feel that he's found a score to step up into that role, or is it going to be more committee style?
Well, not right now he hasn't. I tell you who he was looking for is Chayton Howard. Obviously, he was a leading scorer coming back. And Cam Bannister, who finished the year strong, had a couple of 16-point games. Matter of fact, sectional final, he did. So he's looking for those two. He feels maybe they are pushing a little bit, trying to take over some of Bybee's scoring, but, you know, you're not going to replace 24 points a game right away. And in this game tonight, you're losing two top scorers. I mean, you mentioned Cooper Neese, who was an Indiana All-Star at Cloverdale, committed to Butler.
Cooper Bybee. I got my Coopers mixed
up.
Yeah,
you got your...
There's too many barrel makers.
I've done it myself already and probably will tonight. But Cooper Neese left Cloverdale probably averaging, you know, 35, 36 points a game. He's now went over to Indiana State. And then Cooper Bybee from Edgewood at 24. This game last year was a 77-75 Edgewood win, a shootout. I wasn't able to grab the stats on how many each of these guys got.
A lot.
But I'm sure they got a lot. And so, yeah, I think some of the kids are pushing a little bit. But, again, you play two awfully tough teams to start off. There's a stretch here coming up for Edgewood that they can right the ship. I mean, I'm not worried any of our county schools right now, no matter what the first couple of games. But all of these guys are capable. And tonight, I think we'll see Edgewood basketball tonight.
At home, on the Mustang Corral's floor, absolutely. And, again, sometimes you learn a little bit more from getting you think you're somewhere, now you know where you are, and I think there's a little difference to that. The South Panthers last week had a big one. You and John were courtside as the red and black bus from New Albany pulled up to the shop. You saw Chance Coyle have one of the most efficient games probably ever in the history of high school basketball. What, 14 of 18, knocked down all but one three-point shot. The Panthers are back in action against an unbeaten BNL team tonight. What did South take from that loss against New Albany? What are they going to take with them the rest of the season?
Well, I think the main thing is, you know, they justified their ranking South as a top 10 team, playing the number one team. You know, it was a game of runs. New Albany had the last one, and that's who won the game. They did an outstanding job against Romeo Langford, and most of that was Chance Coyle on him. South hedged at him all over the floor. They didn't double-team him, though, and they played him straight up and brought a man to him whenever they could. So I think if I'm South, I probably feel good, but I'm also feeling like, you know what, we were ahead in the third quarter and within 4 points in the fourth quarter and just kind of let it get away from them. And what happened is New Albany's other kids stepped up, and that really was the ball game, as Romeo only shot two free throws and didn't attempt a field goal in the fourth quarter. So South learns, hey, we can play, we're for real. Now we got to go down to BNL and try. And Bedford's got to be feeling good about themselves. The Bailey kid, Dickman's son, had a great first game against North with 21. They've got some other scores down there. This will be a tough chance for South and their first game on the road, and I'm sure a very hostile crowd.
That should be cooking down there.
That place holds like 5,500 people. I don't know that they've had those type of crowds since the Damon days, but I guarantee you, when South comes down, there'll be a good crowd there tonight.
Little rivalry matchup. Hey, where are the North Cougars? Are they in action this weekend?
North Cougars are playing at Center Grove. It was really a toss-up for me to go do this Edgewood game or the Center Grove and North game, because we haven't had the Cougars. We will a week from today. You and I will be at Perry Meridian with Bloomington North. But they're going to Center Grove, and All-State candidate Trace Jackson Davis, a 6'8 power forward at Center Grove, the son of former Pacer Dale Davis. This kid is tough. I saw him play last year as a sophomore in the regional, and he is going to be a dandy. Big, I think, a left-handed kid, which you are always, of course, partial to lefty.
That's exactly right.
And not outstanding. 6'8", 210. He looks like he weighs more than that. He's a muscular young man. And North, you know, obviously without Musa Jallo to battle him, that's going to be the tough one for North tonight, is to try to, or maybe it's tomorrow night.
It is tomorrow night, right.
Yeah, you're right, it is tomorrow night. It is to try to keep him off the boards and keep him from going crazy. That'll be a tough one for Jason Spear and his North Cougars. But all three high schools with tough games, Two of them on the road will be tougher, and our broadcast game tonight, Edgewood and Cloverdale. You know, Cloverdale lost Cooper Neese, but they got a guy named Jalen Moore coming back, and he's 5'9", point guard, had 42 against Terre Haute South last week. And as JB notes in Chalk Talk, we haven't scored 42 yet in our first two games. We had 37 and 41.
When a guy gets 42, Terry, he no longer sneaks up on anybody. So
no, and he was attention. He was a perfect Robin to Neese's Batman last year. Now this kid on his own, his first game at 42, and JB says he can do everything. So John and I are really looking forward to seeing this kid go tonight. And to be honest, I'm looking forward to actually seeing some Edgewood and J.B. Neal basketball tonight.
Yeah, let's get those Mustangs back on track, looking to pick up their first win of the year. Chalk Talk about 7:15-ish tonight.
Yeah.
So hop in at 7. The boys will tell you where the girls' game is at, and we'll get you all set up for all that tonight. All right, have a great broadcast. Stay warm. Be a little chilly when you get out of there, but enjoy that sunshine on the ride over to the northwestern part of the county.
You got it. Thanks, Glad.
All right, T, great job as always. Terry Stultz, he's our man on high school coverage of basketball all winter long. John Callahan joins him tonight. Chalk Talk just after 7 o'clock. And the tip, whenever the girls' game gets done, they need 20 minutes to warm up. They'll give you all the details just around 7 tonight. We'll be back next week, meaning me and Terry, at Perry Meridian. We'll see the North Cougars. That'll be their maiden voyage on our airwaves this season. And we'll see if they can handle Center Grove, as Terry mentioned, on Saturday night.